Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Yud Zayin, Gittin 17a, pagination is 33, starting from the new Mishnah, which is on the first wide line. Nichtav Bayom V'nechtam Bayom. If the get is written during a certain day, and it was signed on that same day, that's a conventional case, and we're going to learn that that will be kosher. Balayla, v'nechtam balayla, if it was written at night, and it was signed the same night, it is also going to be kosher, and that would indicate that you could write a get at night. Balayla, v'nechtam bayom, if it was written at night and it was signed during the day, must have been a difficult case and they did an all-nighter, wasn't signed till the day, kosher. That too is kosher. Because in all of these cases, the Hebrew calendar day that's written in the document is the same date on which it was signed and became finalized as a document. That is the case because the night in Jewish calendar days precedes the day, and therefore, writing it at night, it already had the new date, which would be the day the next morning when it was signed. However, Bayom v'nechtam balayla, if it was written during the day, and therefore the date written in the document is going to be the date of when it was written, v'nechtam balayla, it wasn't signed until the nighttime, which it becomes binding as a document, pasul. That case would be pasul, because it's called a shtar muktam, a document that was predated. It did not become binding as a document until the nighttime, which is a new calendar day. And therefore, we have a problem, which we will have to identify what the problem is. But when there's a predate, there's a concern of misunderstanding and improper usage of the document. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that that document is still okay. It's working as a divorce, and it'll still work. Shehayu Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon used to say, Kol ha-gittin, any document, shenichtavu b'yom v'nechtamu b'layla, that's written during the day and not signed until nighttime, pesulin, it's going to be pasul. And the reason is because most documents are going to be used, like a transaction, to prove when the transaction took place. So if a person is going to want to prove that money was borrowed on a certain date, and it really wasn't, because it didn't become binding until the nighttime, but the date you wrote in the shtar was the previous day. The factor that we're concerned about is that any real estate that was sold between the 2 days is going to have the impression of still being subject to the lien of this document, when in reality, the transaction of the loan did not take place until the night, which is the next day, and these sales preceded the loan and would not be subject to the lien. And therefore, Rav Shimon concedes that by most documents, we're going to be concerned about a predate, which this is essentially what shtar muktam application would include, a case where he wrote the document with one date and didn't sign until the next day. Chutz migitei nashim, Reb Shimon says that when it comes to a get, divorce, we're not concerned. What I'd like to do is simply explore the concept of dating in a get, bill of divorce, and appreciate what the ramifications are of the dating purpose, the role of that date. The reason that this is intriguing is because, at first glance, a get is a very religious type document. It's a ritual, so to speak. And who cares what date it happened on? We just need to facilitate the divorce so that she can remarry. Who cares exactly when it happened? But we will see that when it happened was a significant concern. The Gemara tells us, Itmar, we learned. Mepnei ma tiknu zaman begitin. Why do we have the date in a get? In other words, like, who cares? It's not intended for collection. Either they're married or they're divorced. What difference does it make when they got divorced? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum basa choso. We're worried about a case described as a niece. Now, that's the expression, but it's a lot more far-reaching than that. The concept of Rabbi Yochanan is that we're concerned that the woman might act immorally, she'll be with another man, and then the husband would write a document of divorce, and without a date in that document, she could give the impression that she was already divorced before the affair. That would affect, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, capital punishment issues. And in our time, that would affect Yuchsin. What happens if she has a child from this other man and then claims, what are you talking about? I was divorced all along. And therefore, a date is required in a get. The reason Rabbi Yochanan describes it in the case of a niece, because that's where you really see the impact of this concern. If a woman cheated on her husband, typically one would think he would cooperate with the investigation and would not write a get with an unmarked date. But in the case of a niece, meaning a family relative that he's married to, and that's like the closest relative that we can come up with that he's actually permitted to marry, he might actually set the stage for her to be able to exonerate herself, because even though she cheated, it doesn't turn to hate because it's his relative and he doesn't want to see her prosecuted. And therefore, he might actually set the stage for a get that's either unmarked or improperly dated. And we require a dating system in the document to avoid this. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, there's a different concern. Mishum Peros, because of the fruit. We're talking about the fruit from the assets of the woman, which the woman has assets, and during the marriage, the husband is allowed to reap the benefit of those assets. We call that peros, the fruit. If it's trees, then the fruit they bear can be harvested by the husband and used or sold. If it's real estate, like an apartment building, so then the fruit we're dealing with is the rent. He's allowed to benefit from that as long as they are married. Question is, if he would divorce her with a get that does not have a date, the concern, according to Reish Lakish, is that he would continue selling the peros, and when she realizes that he's still harvesting and selling, she's going to object even retroactively. The last 4 months, what were you doing? Why were you still taking the rent? At this point, I was divorced and I'm entitled to the peros myself. and she would be at a disadvantage because she can't prove when exactly the divorce took place, because the document she produces doesn't have a date in it. And therefore, they made this rule that even though a get is primarily a religious divorce and a ritual just to effect her divorce, but on some level it might also have financial impact and it might be used as a proof. And therefore, it does require a date so that we know when the divorce is taking place. Nowadays, as we've mentioned on a number of occasions, we do not give the actual get to the woman. Instead, the get is held by the Beis Din. It's purposely torn after it's administered to ensure that it's not accidentally used for anybody else. And the woman receives a document from Beis Din certifying that the divorce took place kahalacha. Have a wonderful day.